Welcome to Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom, your Press Democrat best cosmetic surgeon 10 years in a row. Now, here's Dr. Tom.
Well, aloha Santa Rosa, aloha Napa, and aloha Maui. I'm Dr. Tom with Ask the Expert, and just great to be here with our good friend. If you're watching on YouTube, just patting over here, our good buddy Jeff, who's our program director, and Karina, who's our patient coordinator and patient surgical liaison. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to see us. It's been a while since we've been on the air, so it feels great to be back in the studio. How you doing, Karina?
Doing great.
Great. Jeff, good. How are you, sir? Doing great. Okay, fantastic. So Karina, let's start off. You're our surgical liaison,
yes.
And I know that people are calling the office, and we want to thank everybody who trusts us with their care. Why are people calling us versus calling other offices?
Yeah, so I think first one is always they were recommended by someone they know, whether it's a friend or a family, someone who has trusted us with their care before. So we come highly recommended.
Thank you. You know, that's huge. You know, people, a lot of times we get a lot of people who want to do marketing with us and so forth. And really what we have found is it's the personal approach. Do a good job for our patients and really treat them well, like we would want to be treated. And we are honored by the fact that they refer the patients back to us.
Absolutely.
Okay. So that's one of the reasons.
Yes.
Okay.
Secondly, they've heard that we have a different approach, or we perform surgeries a little bit different, which can be awake. And so that is intriguing to them.
So we're talking about doing surgeries under local anesthesia.
Yes.
Okay. So awake surgeries. And you are right. We've been doing that for a long time. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've been in cosmetic surgery now for 25 years. And for those who don't know, I was previously a general vascular transplant surgeon. And even there, even though I was doing transplants, of course, under general anesthesia, cancer surgeries, trauma surgery under general anesthesia, I didn't realize, Karina, when I look back at my career, that I really was doing a fair amount under local anesthesia. It started initially with me doing some vascular intervention emergently, where somebody maybe had a heart procedure done. They were a little unstable. They threw a clot, had to go in and maybe take a clot out of a leg and all. And I was doing that under local, so we would minimize the impact on the patient's heart. Going from there, then, I adopted this local anesthesia technique, Karina, and I started to do thyroid surgery, or what we call parathyroid surgery, and surgery in the neck under local anesthesia, which was great for the patient. And then lastly, that besides typical outpatient hernia surgery, breast biopsies, and all those kind of things, lumps and bumps, that I actually started to clean out carotid arteries, which are the arteries that go up to the brain, that I actually started cleaning those out under local anesthesia. And that way it helped us to monitor the patients in hopes of doing other interventions to prevent stroke. So that local anesthesia technique has sort of followed me along my career path and taken me to the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center initially, and now we're known as Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. We were originally called Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center, and that was before you came on board on our team.
And I was there.
Were we still the ALVC?
Yes, I was part of the transition.
You've been with us a long time. Okay. We hired Karina when she was in junior high. That's how that is. So now she just graduated from high school. I'm kidding. Karina looks like she's so young, but she's been awesome. How long have we been working together?
It'll be 6 years this year.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay, 6 years. So lucky me. And so we did a lot of the leg vein procedures with lasers and leg vein, varicose vein removal under local anesthesia. So back in 2007, we were the first surgical office in Northern California to introduce laser liposuction, or smart lipo. And one of the keys to that it was an early adoption for us, and that we could adapt to this new technique of laser liposuction, smart lipo, that it was done under local anesthesia. So it was a very simple progression for us to adopt that. And, you know, we're some 800 plus cases later, you know, we're still doing a lot of smart lipo or laser liposuction for our patients under local.
Right.
after that, then the story kind of goes, Karina, then, and you know, you've heard me mention this to our breast, right, our breast surgery consultations, is that I had a lot of ladies who came and they maybe were new moms and they noticed major changes in their breasts. They wanted to improve their appearance, but they were feeling guilty because they were moms and they have children at home. And so they would come up to me and they would say, Dr. Tom, can, you know, you do my cosmetic breast surgery under local anesthesia? And at first, I wasn't sure, Karina, if I wanted to do that because I was a breast cancer surgeon for 24 years.
Right.
And I wasn't sure that that's an avenue that I wanted to go down. But our patients sort of mold our careers.
Right.
And those patients kept on coming to me. And finally, I went down and worked with a general surgeon who was doing cosmetic breast surgery under local. And I learned his technique and brought it up to Northern California. And it's taken off. And now it's become our number one cosmetic procedure.
Yes.
Is cosmetic breast surgery under local anesthesia, both augmentations, lifts, and reductions.
Mm-hmm.
And also smart lipo is a very, you know, as you know, a very common procedure we do, and even tummy tucks, the appropriate patients,
right,
we can do under local anesthesia. So that's kind of the story of local.
Yeah.
So for me, you know, a lot of times people say, well, why would you want to do that under local? Mm-hmm. What are these patients thinking when they call you that they're attracted to the local anesthesia technique?
Yeah, they have gone under general and maybe had an experience that wasn't so pleasant, or have a hard time from coming out of anesthesia, or even just nausea and vomiting, or they're older. Yeah, I'm older, you know, 60 and above, and they understand that going under.
Okay, I guess this is radio. You can't see my face, but the older and the 60 and above. This is Karina's last show with us. She's made it for 6 years with our team. Older, 60 and above. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, as far as tolerating going under, and,
okay,
and for a, you know, a procedure that is elective, and
right,
they're wanting it for looks,
right,
or you know, the way they feel. It's not always about looks, but just the way they feel about themselves. So they can tolerate that better. It's better for their recovery, less medication, all those good things that positives that can be done.
So that's why some of them are
thinking
that.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So first of all, let me say, and I have a lot of friends who are anesthesiologists, so I'm not poo-pooing general anesthesia,
right,
at all. I mean,
right,
I used to do major surgeries under general anesthesia. Probably the greatest advances in general surgery, I'll say, has been the development of wonderful techniques with anesthesia and general anesthesia.
Right.
So I am not down on general anesthesia at all. However, there are some caveats, as you said, mm-hmm, that are can be problematic for patients, mm-hmm, like nausea and vomiting. I know for me, I get very, very ill with any,
right,
type of narcotic medication. I elected, I had a hip replacement because I'm over 60, Karina, and I had that done under a spinal anesthesia, not a general, in part because of my issues with the nausea that can occur,
right,
with narcotic medications. And also, I wanted to do that just because I am older. We do know that for some people, and it's not always predictable, they can have some impact on their mentation,
mm-hmm,
and how they feel in terms of mental clarity.
Right.
And again, I'm not scaring people away. If you need general anesthesia, you should have general anesthesia.
Right.
But my concern is, for me, was that I want to be at the top of my game always. So I opted for the spinal, mm-hmm, anesthesia approach for my own hip replacement.
Right.
So these patients come in and they would like to have it done under local. And you just kind of went through as our great surgical liaison and also our surgical scrub tech and assistant. So you're right there and you're telling,
right,
me about all the potential benefits. What are they thinking? I mean, are they saying, oh, I don't want nausea or vomiting, I want less pain medication, this and that? Or what are they thinking? What are they perceiving as a layperson, the benefits of doing procedures under local,
right,
anesthesia?
So it's a combination of two things.
Okay.
Either they came to us specifically, they knew we do this awake, and they're really excited about it, or this is news to them. They're
okay,
kind of like, what do you mean I'm not going to be put under? What do you mean,
right,
I'm awake? And so there is a little bit of, you know, educating the patient.
Okay.
And so letting them know.
A little bit
know,
of a pushback.
Yeah,
from them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and
okay,
so just saying, hey, this is great for certain people, and, mm-hmm, let's help, you know, ask some questions. Is this great for you, with some questions? And so once we clarify, like, you are in a zen-like state, there are medications that are administered, and we go slow. And, you know, everybody, or most people, go to the dentist and they have some numbing work done. It's right. similar to the dentist. And I always make the joke, except we don't use drills. You won't hear any drilling. So I won't, you won't hear all that. You may feel pressure pulling, but not necessarily pain.
Okay.
And so then they kind of are like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. So, right. But yeah, it, sometimes hearing I'm going to be completely awake can right. be right. a little daunting for the right. patient.
So, as you describe this and what, you know, the concerns that some of them have. So we do get people who specifically want us.
Exactly.
And so what subset of patients those are, in my opinion, would be those who kind of are afraid of losing control.
Yeah.
We definitely get some people who, you know, I don't want to be completely knocked out. And so it's sort of interesting that those patients tend to do very well with us, okay?
Right,
because
right.
with the procedure, and let's describe that a little bit. Let's say you're coming in for, and really the beginning is the same for whether it's smart lipo, laser liposuction, whether a breast mm-hmm. augmentation, reduction, or lift, or even a tummy tuck. We give you, first of all, we tell you, you know, we educate, mm-hmm. educate you. I kind of explain to you what I'm going to do for the procedure, Karina.
Right.
And then we give them a combination of oral Tylenol, mm-hmm. believe it or not, acetaminophen, mm-hmm. which is a pain reliever. And we started doing this 20 plus years ago, and I had left the hospital by then, Karina, in my practice. And then I found out that they were actually giving intravenous Tylenol or acetaminophen for a lot of surgical
right.
patients. So it's kind of interesting how we've kind of paralleled
right.
what happens in the hospitals. By the way, we are an accredited AAAHC facility. Safety is super, super important for me. We've done over 3,000 mm-hmm. cosmetic procedures under local anesthesia. We have never one horrible thing, lost a patient, never.
Right.
Never had a patient be hospitalized, and we never had to give anybody blood. Nobody's developed a pulmonary embolism, which is like clots in the legs, breaks off and goes to
right.
the lungs. You know, I don't want to be jinxing myself
always
here, but, right, but you know, all these potential negative things that people are concerned about.
Right.
That's the beauty of the local anesthesia,
right.
is the safety factor. So we give them Tylenol. We give them Benadryl or Benadryl. And we also we give them a little bit of oral Ativan,
right.
which we call Zeninapil, right?
Zeninapil,
like you said, the Zen-like state.
Right.
And so we give you a little bit of Ativan, but it's not to knock you out, but it's just sort of make you, I'm calm. And I'm, you know, and I'm feeling fine. And then a lot of talk,
mm-hmm.
a lot of talkesthesia and telling the patient, not being in a rush. So
right.
usually we reserve a procedure per day for
right.
our patients. So we're in no rush. It's not like we're trying to a surgery mill and try to kick out
right.
a bunch of procedures on one day. Taking our time is really important. And most patients, I'm going to say all the patients, actually do great.
Yeah.
I mean, they're shocked. Most of them are like,
right.
I can't believe it. You know,
right.
we're done and I can't believe it. And what they love about it is their mentation, they're alert.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any nausea or vomiting.
Mm-hmm.
And we walk out of the office
yeah.
together. So I personally walk the patient to their car, right?
Exactly.
And help them get them off with their driver
mm-hmm.
to get back home. And so that's just really a wonderful technique. And the key here is that we just take our time and
right.
we go a little bit slower. Karina, do you think that the patients actually have less pain afterwards because of the local anesthesia technique?
Yeah, I think that the patient, you know, because of the numbing effects of the
mm-hmm.
local, and it does last, you know, can last up to a few hours,
mm-hmm.
patient actually goes home feeling pretty well and
mm-hmm.
gets all their post-operative medications for that afterwards discomfort they may have.
Okay.
So, yeah, I do think that most patients go home feeling pretty well with
they
minimum
feel
to no
right.
pain.
So I would say that, in my opinion, for liposuction,
mm-hmm.
even a tummy tuck, and for breast reductions and breast lifts
mm-hmm.
And fat grafting, that most patients are extremely comfortable
mm-hmm.
when they go home.
Right.
Okay. And that their anesthesia, in my opinion, lasts beyond 2 hours. I would say that it probably takes them into the early evening hours.
Right.
Okay. In terms of feeling really very comfortable. So as you said, we have those patients take some pain medication
right.
when they get home. Icing is always important. We have
right.
big ice packs that we send them home with, special gel packs, and most people are very tolerant. The breast augmentation patient, if we're putting the implant under the muscle, because that's a little bit more cutting, if you will, that they may feel a little bit more uncomfortable, but they feel way more comfortable if they have this done under general and they wake up, they don't have any local anesthesia in place, and then they're, you know, told to go home. So I actually think the transition from from having the procedure done to when you start to feel discomfort with a breast augmentation implant under the muscle, that the local anesthesia technique is far superior in terms of patient comfortableness. So for those patients, maybe after a couple hours getting home, like you say, they're starting to feel it. And so they need to take pain medication. So how about recovery? Do you think that they recover any quicker?
I do. However, big disclosure, it is still a procedure. Okay. So just because you are awake, doesn't mean you shouldn't take the time to recover and allot the time to really let your body heal.
Right.
But yeah, I do feel that patients, you know, like I said, they walk right out of surgery. We walk them out. Probably 99% of the time, there's that 1% where we use a wheelchair.
Sometimes we have to use a wheelchair. Yeah. Most of the time, most people walk
safety.
Out of the office.
And so, yeah, absolutely. I think that healing or recovery, as far as the way you feel, there's still surgical recovery. The patients do great.
Right. So, thank you. So, you caught Karina catching me a little bit. So, I said, do you think that patients recover a little bit more quickly? And my answer to that is absolutely 100%. That's true. But we're so much into hype nowadays where, do it under local and you get back to work right away and your life returns back to normal. We do have to take a pause and we do have to talk to our patients to let them know that it's still a big operation. If we do a breast lift, it's still a breast lift. If we do a tummy tuck, it's still a tummy tuck. So yes, your recovery will be quicker. You'll have less discomfort. And when I say that, I'm going to say by weeks, in my opinion, it's definitely going to be shorter, but it still takes time. So the people who sabotage the results are the ones who we schedule them for a procedure, and then they have a full day of work the next day scheduled. And you can't do that. Please be kind to yourself. Give yourself time to recover. That's probably where you were stopping me out, right? Yeah. Like, don't overpromise, Dr. Tom.
It is an investment, and so you want to protect your investment, is what I like to tell patients. And, you don't buy a new car and then go and let your kids use their crayons and eat their hamburgers and their french fries right after,
Are you speaking out of personal experience?
Yes.
You are.
Okay. You kind of, you don't let your dog in with their wet paws. You kind of ease into it. It takes about a year before you're like, okay, we can eat in the car.
So you do want to let yourself, go ahead and give yourself time to recover.
Yes.
But the benefits of local anesthesia, in my opinion, are that it is absolutely safer. I will tell you that it's absolutely safer, less risk of major surgical complications with local anesthesia technique. It's called tumescent local anesthesia. Absolutely. I do feel that you have less postoperative pain. And I also feel, and this is somebody who's been doing surgery for 40 years now, that the recovery is quicker, but you do need to make sure you take off enough time. And we try to guide you with that, that you do have a shorter period. Now, I know, Karina, that there are people who will say, oh, you don't want to do it under local anesthesia. And sometimes they even have colleagues who don't even know the technique that we utilize. And they'll say, you don't want it under local anesthesia. What have some of the so-called horror stories or, they try to scare them away from this technique is?
You know, I haven't heard too many patients say, oh, someone told me not to do this. And I haven't heard too many horror stories about it.
Good.
So I can't really make a comment on that.
I would just say
it's a matter, when I tell patients it's a matter of technique. And Dr. Tom's been doing this for a very long time, 26 years.
and he's over 60 years old. Thank you, Karina.
It's a matter of knowing yourself as a patient. So if you are a very nervous patient, highly anxious patient, you may want to go under, right? It may benefit you. Right. So
there, yeah. And yes, and thank you for saying that, Karina. There are occasional patients that we don't think are, you know, an appropriate patient for under local. And it's not because we don't like you or anything like that, but we have to advocate for you. Okay, an ethical good doctor will do what's right for the patient. And so if we don't think that we can get the best result for you under local, or it's not really appropriate for you, you need to be in a hospital, we will tell you and we will make a referral or at least let you know, a number of options that you can pursue with people who do procedures only under general anesthesia. In terms of, you know, maybe some people saying, well, why would you do that? Right. Probably the story that I hear some doctors tell patients and to scare them is to say, oh, you know, I heard of somebody had an interlocal and they woke up and they were in horrible pain because they were doing the procedure. So again, and I'm going to repeat that comment, they would say, oh, I heard about a patient who woke up from their procedure and they had horrible pain because they were doing their surgery. Well, my comment to them would be, you just said the patient had to wake up. So what that patient probably had was not true only under local anesthesia. That patient was probably put under a deep, heavy sedation, what some people call twilight. Mm-hmm. So they were given intravenous drugs, which we don't do. And so they were deep under anesthesia. The doctor was putting local anesthesia in there to help with that, but was an inadequate amount. And I'm not being critical of the doctor, but because the patient's so deep, they're not reacting to anesthesia, then that anesthesia lightens up. And now because there's inadequate amount of local anesthesia, the patient's feeling discomfort. Right. Okay. So with our technique of doing this under tumescent local anesthesia, I can't do anything unless I put local anesthesia, right? Because if I try to do something without putting local, the patient will say, ow, right? Or knock it off, buddy.
Or our favorite, you know, you're marking with the pen. They go, ow, that's just the pen.
Yeah, actually, we did a procedure yesterday, and the most painful part of the procedure for the patient was I was marking on the operative area with the pen, and they were complaining about that. But most people do extremely well with this. We take our time. We go slowly. And again, I've already kind of reviewed with you the statistics of 3,000 procedures really having no major complications, which we feel very proud about. And of course, we also vet our patients in terms of knowing who are the appropriate patients to do under local anesthesia. I will tell you once again that I do feel very positive and passionate about doing procedures under local anesthesia. I'm actually going to be speaking at the California Academy of Cosmetic Surgery this fall in San Diego on the technique itself. If you have any questions, people have questions about this, Karina, what can they do?
They call our office.
Call the office, and who do they speak to?
They'll ask for me, and I will take your call gladly.
Okay, great. And we spend a lot of time with you. Please give us a call. We'd be happy to talk to you about the benefits of doing procedures under local anesthesia. I want to thank all of you for listening in. I'm Dr. Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery, and Karina, our surgical liaison. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye. You don't know you're beautiful.
That's what makes you beautiful. You have been listening to cosmetic surgeon Dr. Walter Tom. For more information, visit drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com.